Za uvod v program Radio Cona vam je tudi danes ekipa jutranjega pretega pripravila razgibavanje. Z vami v studiju Rjuzo Fukuhara, na terenu Tina Štirn. Ekipa je danes na Tromostovju. Rjuzo, izvoli.
Hello everybody. As introduction, my name is Ryuzo Fukuhara. I'm a Japanese dancer. Okay, why I'm in Slovenia? Well, it's a long story, so doesn't really matter. So let's do the stretching with me. Short time, okay? My stretching name is dialogue. It's name like a meaning communication. Stretching is communication, like you are talking with your own body during the stretching. So please listen to my instruction, and at the same time, please listen to the voice from your own body, okay, during the stretching. So now, my precious partner, Tina, doing the stretching on Tromostovje together. Hi, Tina, how are you? And if you're near in Tromostovje, please join and do together. Okay, so let's start. Okay, it's the first time to do such a stretching on the radio station, so I'm pretty nervous. And if I said something strange, please forgive me, okay? Okay, so the first preparation is to put some soft material on the floor, like Armaflex or soft blanket or big towel, anything else. Then, if you're ready of your soft material, please lie down on it. So, what kind of position of the lying down? Okay, I can tell you. So, your back is touching the floor and you're watching the sky. If we're in the room, still sky exists above your ceiling. So, if you're on the earth, you have the sky everywhere. So please imagine your sky on this lying down position. Okay? Are you ready? So second step is to stand your both knees. So now your foot touching the floor and your knees a bit higher than the level of the floor, like I'm making triangle by your legs, okay? Then next, try to bring all the way up above your face, okay? So I mean, your both legs moving up, 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 and finally arrive above your face, and hopefully your toes are touching the floor. Okay? But floor above your head. So now you are watching the sky through between legs. Okay? Then in this position, some people very feel hurt, some people feel easy, but doesn't matter. Try to find your good balance point where you don't have to use the energy to keep this position. Like this position is like a baby inside of the mother. Do you understand? Okay. So this baby position, now you have the big and deep breathing and slowly. Okay. Slowly inhale the air. Keep a beat inside. And exhale. And each breathing, your legs slowly going down and come closer to your face. Almost your knees are touching both sides of your head. Now your face is existing between legs. Okay? Did you get it? Okay. Next step. Okay? Use your right leg, okay? Put your right foot under your left knee. So, first step for you in this movement is to figure out which is right side, which is left side. Okay? Now you could figure out right side, left side of your body. Now the time to do this movement, okay? In this baby position, move your right foot under your left knee. If you could do the right way, so now your legs making figure four, shtiri. Okay? Like you write the number four by your legs. So you can see shtiri from your position by your eyes. Okay? Did you get it? Okay. So the next is keep this figure four position. And then put your both hands on your left leg. And then, like a naturally push down to the ground. Okay? So you don't have to push strongly. Just your own weight of your arms. Okay, can you do that? Okay, fine. And so release right leg and come back to the baby position. And the next, do the same thing by the another side of the leg. I mean, move left foot under right knee. Okay, you're already confusing your right side and left side, I know. But please feel slowly. Okay, you have the left leg, you have the right leg. So, please move your left leg under your right knee. So, the same, making figure shtiri. Okay? So, now your legs is making the figure four again, but opposite direction. And then the same thing. Put your both hands on right leg. Because already you did the left leg, so now is the right leg. Okay? So now you're naturally pushing down right leg, and then left leg is under right knee, and then almost closer to your face, and probably you'll feel a bit pain or tight on your body. But doesn't matter. This is the meaning of the stretching. Okay? You are now stretching your body And please listen carefully how your body is talking to you now. Pain, comfortable, or something other new sensation you have. Okay, that's fine. Okay, release your legs. So now you'll come back to baby position again. So, go to the next position. Move both knees. Both knees is right knee and left knee together to the right side of your head. Do you understand? Okay. So, your body a bit twisted from your waist. Now, your legs and head and body are not making the straight line. Okay? From your litko, your legs going to the right side of your head. Okay? So now you're this had a twisted position. Then try to turn your body toward the head. Did you get it? A bit difficult, I understand. Also, I'm very difficult to explain this way in the radio, but let's try together, okay? So now I would like to explain again. Your both legs, right and left knees, is right side of the head, and then you are somehow feeling the pressure of your right shoulder, and then use this right shoulder and turning around and go to next position. You are sitting on the floor. You don't have to control so much, just turning around by under your right shoulder or through your right shoulder, twisted away. So finally, you are getting the special sitting position named Seiza. Okay? Seiza is Japanese traditional position, okay? Karate, judo, kendo, or tea ceremony, any kind of Japanese traditional activity, they required you to make this traditional position, sitting position named Seiza. So you're bending your legs, and then your body is on this bent legs, okay? Your front side of the lower legs are touching the floor, okay? I hope you understood. Just continue, and okay, you could do. Then, now I'd like to explain what the right position of the Seiza. Okay, now. Yesterday, my partner told me a special word. Now, she wrote this word on my hand, and I tried to read this, okay? Presredek. Okay? You try to feel this position, presredek. Okay, from your presredek all the way through the top of the head. Okay, this line making your straight axis, straight line. So now close your eyes and imagine from your presredek through your top of head, go to sky. This is your straight axis. Your prosthetic reach to the universe. Okay? Then, relax your both shoulders, relax your hands, relax your fingers, and then close your eyes and imagine your straight axis to the universe, and then make your inside of the body quiet. So now I make the a bit silent, a bit, but this is not accent of the radio. I'm making the silent on purpose, okay? I try to count 10 in the silent. So don't change the channel or something and don't doubt anything. This is not a problem, okay? Okay, try to count 10 silent way together, okay? Don't make a voice. Let's start. Hey, still you're hearing me? Okay. Now you're doing the very nice Caesar position and then make your body quiet. Okay, then continue to the next position. Ah, my mouth a bit need a moisture because I'm talking so much, so but okay, sorry, no? Okay, so next is, now you put your both hands on your legs. On your thigh, okay? So this is the upper part of the legs. You have the upper part of the legs, and then if naturally you put your hands is on your thigh, okay? And then keep your back and spine naturally straight. Then move your hands forward to the front, slowly. So now you started to move your hands and then reach your knees. Then, in front of the knees, of course, you don't have legs, the floor start. If you are doing right position, following my instruction, you not, after touching the knees, you can touch the floor by your hands. Okay, then move your hands forward more, to the front more, slowly, like a walking by your hands, slowly. Finally, your upper body is going down to your thigh, to your legs. Okay, then you can completely relax your neck, your head, your shoulders, your elbows, your hands. Your upper body is lying down on your thigh, on your legs. Of course, your head is touching the floor, ideally. Okay? So, did you get this position? Okay, that's right. So, in this position, relax your whole body, then breathing. slowly and deeply inhale the air until your breath deck. Okay? So your air is touching your bottom of the body. And then stay a bit, 2 or 3 seconds. Then going out, you exhale through your mouth. And then each breathing, you can relax your whole body. You don't have to use any energy. And just, you can sleep in this position. I often fell asleep in this position. But now, don't sleep, okay? Because we have the next position. So, okay, you get it. And you could do the breathing and relax your whole body. Okay, that's right. So, go to next position. Move your hands more front. So, as a result, your upper body, your head, following your hands because your body is connected. So, your hands is more going front, your head following your hand, and your upper body also. Finally, your hips, your lid, bringing up, like a standing up. So, like making triangle, your hands, your hips, and your knees, and floor. Okay, now your both legs making 90 degree, square degree in this position. Do you understand? Are you following me? Okay. Now, your back is pretty stretched. If you are doing right away, you are stretching your both arms, almost your face, your chin, your jaw is touching the floor. And also, if you are more like soft of your chest, even your chest, your breast can touch the floor. Then your hips is highest position in your body, and then legs is straight down to the floor, and then lower legs is the parallel with the floor. Okay? So, try to relax. Release your elbows, you release your hands, you release your neck, you release your head, and keep your legs 90 degrees, square degree. And then, of course, breathing. Don't stop breathing, okay? If you stop breathing, this is very critical for your body. Okay, please inhale the air as much as possible and exhale. Okay, if you keep inhaling, also critical. You have to exhale, okay? So, now we can go to next position. Next position is more easy. Just go front more. Okay, go front more and more and more and more. Of course, all your body, front of the body, touching the floor. Ma, we say it's a lying down position, we say. Okay, now you're lying down, opposite position from the beginning. Okay, and then a bit spread your arms. It's not so much, just comfortably spread your arms. And then also spread your legs means making distance between right foot and left foot, like 50 centimeter. Okay, then your toes are toward the outside, not straight back. Means your inside of your feet are touching the floor. Excuse me, Rosmite. Okay. And then probably your one side of the head is touching the floor. Okay. Some people likes to touch the right side of the head, face, and some people likes left side of the head. Actually, I like the right side of the head. Okay? So, your right side of the face, your breast, your arms, your belly, your legs, and inside of the feet touching the floor. Okay? And completely relax. Give all your weight to the floor. Of course, in this position, you can fall asleep. So, this is very important. Making comfortable lying position like you can fall asleep. Okay, but I don't want to repeat. But I want to say, don't sleep, okay? And next position is change the direction of your face. If you're watching the left side, move to the right side. If you're watching the right side, move to the left side. Okay? Did you catch it? So, in this opposite position, probably you can feel different sensation. I mean, in my experience, if I change the direction of the face, I can feel another part of the neck, like a more tight or a bit stiff, and not really flexible, but not so bad. It's no pain. But this changing the opposite direction from your normal side can give you the new sensation. Please try to get this new sensation. Okay. And then breathing again. Relax your shoulders, relax your back, relax your elbows, relax your hands, relax your body, relax your legs and feet. And breathing. Okay, so return your face to your favorite side. Then go to next position. Okay. Move your both hands beside your breast, beside your chest. Okay. You're touching the floor beside your chest by your both hands. Okay. Did you get it? Then, okay, please listen carefully from this point. I want to do with you together, okay? So, The first is, but don't move yet, okay? I do together, okay? Just first is instruction and do together, okay? So, this is the instruction. Inhale the air as much as possible. The same time, stretch your arms completely. So, as a result, your feet, your legs are touching, but your upper body, your chest is lifting up by your stretched arms. Okay? So, and then try to bring up your head as high as possible. So this is a position I want to do. So now finish the instruction. Then time to do together. Okay. Are you ready? Inhale the air and slowly stretch your arms, lifting up your chest and lifting up your head as high as you can. Still you are inhaling, and still you are stretching and not relaxed yet. Then exhale, blow all the air and release your head and neck and chest, but keep your arms stretched. Did you get it? So like a mast, like a hanging mast on the river, okay? So now your body is hung by your shoulder and stretched arms, and your head is pretty down. Okay, I hope you can get it. So, do the same thing again. Are you ready? From this position, inhale, getting the air as much as possible, and tense your all your upper body and bringing up your head to the sky as much as you can, and exhale and release your upper body. Low. Okay, but still your arms are stretching. Okay, slowly bend your arms and return to the floor. Okay, that's fine. So, if you could get this position well, I want to go more a bit difficult stretching for your leg joints. Okay? Now, in this position, try to touch both feet together like a Java, like a Javitsa. Razumite? Okay? So, now your knees are open and your feet are touching together. So, you got it? Then, I want to put these both feet on the floor. But usually, if you never do such a movement, it's very, very difficult to put on the floor. Because you need a really, really open the leg joint in this position, like Java. Okay? So, there's a way. Try to lift up your lid high until your feet touch the floor. Pretty difficult to understand, huh? Also pretty difficult to do. But just I can help you is just this instruction through the radio. So try, okay? So, I want to repeat again. So, open your knees a bit wider and then touch both feet like Java and then slowly move down your feet, same time lift up your top of hip. Okay, so I don't want to spend so much long time here now and then just almost I want to finish this position. So in the same time, so you're in this Java leg position. Put your both hands on the chest and inhale the air. Breathe, lift up your upper body and lift up your head, same as before. Okay, but your legs are Java position. Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Inhale the air. Lift up your body. Lift up your head. And blow and release your body, but keep your arms stretched. Okay, that's fine. Then move your hip to your feet, just like a move to backward, and then you finally could sit down on the floor. Your hips are between feet and knees are keep open and your body is straight position now. So like open legs Caesar position. Okay? So, in this position, the same thing. So, I forgot the word name. Prosthetic. Again, okay? So, feel your prosthetic and through your body and through your top of head and go to sky. Keep your straight axis, but your legs are making open leg Caesar position. Okay, I need a bit of water now. I drink the water. Okay, I got the water now. Then, okay, so okay, so now I ask the time, but still okay. Okay, we do the 5 minutes a bit more. Okay, so try. Okay, but from this point, a bit more complicated movement and just do the one more stretching together and then we're gonna finish, okay? So, I want in this open leg Caesar position, I want you to shake your hands. Right hand, left hand, shake hand. But not normal way, twisted way. So, it's very difficult to explain the radio, but I try, okay? Now, before you are shaking hand, your right hand and left hand facing each other, right? Now, so, try to change the both hands direction to the outside. Razumite. Then move to the center and connect to each other. This is a twisted shaking hand position. I hope you could. Yeah, I can see you could. Yeah, great. So now you're after twisted shaking hands arms you have, then I'm very afraid to explain from this position, but I try. Turn this shaking hands through your inside of the arm and twist it one more time. I hope you understand. Okay. Again, we do again. Okay. Now you have the beginning twisting hands position. Then move your hand toward your chest from the under, from the lower. Okay. From the top, you can't actually. Only you can move to the under. Okay. So move the under and through your in front of the chest and then stretch again. So, okay, now you could do that. Okay, so then with this twisted, twice twisted position, try to bring up your arms. Okay, of course you can feel it. Nemogoche. No, mogoche. Okay, so then, of course you can reach your limitation. Okay, in this limitation, you return this twisting using your space of the back of the head and squeeze up your body. Did you get it? Okay, so now almost the time to finish this stretching. So next time I explain this twisting arm position much more. And I try to study more how to explain. And if you cannot understand, please put a dictionary beside of you on the stretching, okay? So.
Yeah, Ryuzo, najlepša hvala. Thank you very much. It was a great stretching. And we understood almost everything. So, presredek was the keyword. Hvala tudi Tini, ki je bila na Tromostovju. Upam, da ste se dobro pritegnili, raztegnili in razgibali. Naslednji pretek jutranji bo v torek 24. junija, tako da vas vabim, da se nam pridružite na Radio Cona 88,8 MHz.